Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Continuing with the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, under the chapter of the virtues of du'a, we explained that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's du'a would be mostly for hidayat, mostly for guidance, mostly for things related to akhirat. So things that related to akhirat, you'll find mostly Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make du'a for that. And when it came to even asking for things of this dunya, it wasn't for the sake of the dunya, it was for the sake of akhirat also. In other words, that what Allah Ta'ala has given me in dunya, that also must be used for akhirat. This is the mindset of a believer, this is the mindset of a Muslim. But his main concern is that journey that he's heading towards, or the journey that he's undertaking and the destination that he's heading towards. And that destination is qabr, that destination is akhirat. So a person is consciously aware of it daily, that I'm heading towards a certain destination. What preparation have I made for that destination? Do I have the sufficient means? Do I have the sufficient ability to get to that particular destination that I'm heading for? For example, a person is taking a trip from here to Cape Town, and you'll find that he'll get his car checked out. The tires are good enough. Sometimes the engine needs to be checked out. Sometimes the lights will be checked. Different things will be checked to say that, is my car roadworthy to make it from here to Cape Town? So a person will check for a simple trip from here to Cape Town. You see that he got the necessary means. He carries with him some food, some water, etc. On the way, if he needs, then he knows he got it. So a person, that's a simple trip from here to maybe Cape Town. But what about a person that is traveling from here to Akhirat? Do we have those necessary qualities? Do we have those means? Do we have those things that will help us when we reach our destination? So therefore, when we hear these du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should try and see as far as possible we can try and learn it, especially the easy ones. About the day, the one we did 2 days back, Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabana. Most of us would know it, but we make it a point of reading it every day. Sometimes after salat, do we read these du'as? Like that, we did a du'a yesterday, very, very easy du'a, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make this du'a. And the words of yesterday's du'a and today's du'a is very similar. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa-t-tuqa wal-afaf wal-ghina. This was the du'a we did yesterday. And, oh Allah, I ask you for guidance, I ask you for righteousness, piety. Righteousness, I ask you for piety. I ask you for abstinence from asking, or from abstinence from seeking from anybody anything. Self-sufficiency, in other words, contentment of the heart. And my heart also is not going towards asking anybody. I'm comfortable with what you have given me. So this was a du'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other thing we learn of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his du'as, they were very comprehensive, and he liked du'as like that, that covered comprehensive major aspects in small, small words that would cover many things. This was one of the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and even his du'as. So today's hadith, عن طارق بن أشيم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان الرجل إذا أسلم علمه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة ثم أمره أن يدعو بهؤلاء الكلمات اللهم اغفر لي وارحمني واهدني وعافني وارزقني رواه مسلم وفي رواية له عن طارق أنه سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأتاه رجل فقال يا رسول الله كيف أقول حين أسأل ربي قال قل اللهم اغفر لي وارحمني وعافني وارزقني فإن هؤلاء تجمع لك دنياك وآخرتك. Hazrat Tariq ibn Ashyam radiallahu anhu narrates that when a person embraced Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach him salah. When a person would accept Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from amongst the things that he would teach a person is he would teach him salah, how to perform salah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would instruct him to supplicate, make dua with these words. What words? Allahumma ghfirli warhamni wahdini wa'afini warzuqni. O Allah, forgive me. O Allah, be merciful to me. O Allah, guide me. O Allah, grant me well-being. O Allah, provide me with sustenance. So, O Allah, forgive me, be merciful to me, guide me, grant me well-being, and provide me with sustenance. Such a broad spectrum dua. Simple dua, but how many things it's covering? It's covering forgiveness. O Allah, whatever gunas I make, forgive me. Let me have a clean slate. Be merciful to me, O Allah, moving forward in the future, whichever situation I'm in, whether it's the dunya, whether it's the qabr, whether it be on the day of qiyamah, Allah, be merciful with me. Then Allah, guide me. Allah, you guide me. You be the means. in the time of confusion, in the time of misguidance, in times where people are not sure of the way or don't know the way, Allah, you be my guide. Allah, grant me well-being. Who doesn't want well-being? We all want well-being. Afiyat here is simply warhamni, wahdini, wa'afini. Afiyat has a very broad meaning. It means that, Allah, grant me safety from trials in deen, religion. Grant me safety from all type of sicknesses. Allah, grant me safety from all type of difficulties in this world. And when you say safety, it means internal and external. That even mental illnesses, mental worries, mental concerns, depression and anxiety that so many people suffer from, this word afiyat means that, Allah, save me even from mental worries and concerns. Such a beautiful dua Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would teach a person. So Allah, forgive me, be merciful to me, guide me, grant me well-being. This is afiyat, and provide me with sustenance. This afiyat also got to do with problems with the staff, problems with the wife, problems with the daughter-in-law, son-in-law, mother-in-law. Sometimes it's problem with a person's own children. People are having so many problems with their own children today. So all this is included in afiyat. Allah, grant me afiyat, save me from all these type of problems. And then another narration, it has it, that Tariq ibn Asham radiallahu anhu heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, when a man came to him and said, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what should I say when I ask my sustainer? When I'm making dua, what dua should I make? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Say this dua, Allahumma ghfirli warhamni wa'afini warzuqni fa inna ha'ula'i tajma'u laka dunyaka wa akhiratak." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him this dua that we just did. The words are, Allahumma ghfirli warhamni wa'afini warzuqni. The only thing that's missing from this dua and the one we did just before this is the words wahdini. Wahdini is not in this dua. All the other words are there. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, make this dua. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that these words of this dua will combine for you the good of this world and the good of the hereafter. In other words, all the good that you can get in this world and all the good that you can get in the year after are included in these few words. Allahumma ghfirli warhamni wa'afini warzuqni. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making these dua. So simple they are, but they cover so much, free of charge, and it will help a person in every situation of life. This hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif and also mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.